You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Today I am very happily joined by Stephen from Swallow the Rat.
Kia ora, how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm very well. Good to be here.
Yeah, that's good to hear too. We could watch me swallow rats, or you could tune in and listen to this current interview. So we've got Tamaki Makoto, post-punk icon Swallow the Rat, are the first in and ahead of the New Zealand Music Month game. They've just released their brain-tickling single, Mind, on the 29th of April, so the Monday that just passed. And yeah, I guess I kind of like to hear, what was the origin or inspiration behind Mind?
That was, I suppose, started off as one of my... I play bass in the band, but it was a little guitar thing that I had. We just jammed it out as a band, chopped and changed it a bit. Then Hayden, the drummer, came actually up with a bass line for sort of the outro of the song. So, yeah, it's kind of a bit of a co-write, like a lot of our songs are, you know. The lyrics, I suppose, are just sort of a bit more, they're quite impressionistic. The song's not really about much, if you know what I mean.
A little bit more abstract, a little.
Yeah, some of our other songs are a bit about things, but yeah, this one's not. It's sort of a bunch of images, really.
And I guess give us a rundown of the creative process that goes behind. You were saying before, a bit of a chop and cutting of things.
We're probably quite slowly. But generally, someone will bring in either bring in an idea, or they'll bring in a fully formed song. But then I suppose the three of us will jam it out, and often the arrangement changes quite a few times, and bits are chopped out or added, or you play with intros and outros quite a lot. So it's kind of it's quite a long process, I think, for our songwriting, how we go about it. Lyrics are often, for me at least, a bit of a last minute thing, but you know.
Would you say the lyrics come pretty easily, or is it just a
not for me, no. It's always a bit of a battle, kind of figure out what you want to write about. Whether you like what you've written, always taking kind of, I suppose always, you hear a phrase or whatever, and you go, put it in, I write an email to myself and put that little phrase or that word down, save it for later.
No, I like the email. That's so cute. Email to yourself.
Yes. Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of them.
Like a little folder, to Stephen.
As I was saying, we're writing new stuff at the moment, so there's a lot of those going on at the moment. So.
I was pretty hyped to hear that. I was going to say, why did you decide to do visuals for Mind?
Our drummer, Hayden, he does all of our artwork, right? And he does a number of our videos as well. So he just was just inspired by that, and that sort of, he put that together. So, he's a big part of, the sort of visual thing that he's created is a big part of the band, really, And his stuff's good, so he gets to do it.
real. I really liked it, to be honest. I liked, because what you said before about it invoking kind of imagery and more images, that was definitely the vibes I got from the video.
It's kind of I don't know if the Waitakere Rangers out in Auckland, sort of out to the west coast of Auckland. It's kind of, going on bushwalks through there and going down to the black sand beaches. And it's kind of, just sort of, half remembered sort of visuals from years ago,
Yeah. So are you pretty big, tramper?
I used to be, no longer. But yeah, I used to. I miss it, but yeah, I don't do it. I should.
I can't say I have actually been to the Waitakere Rangers. I've heard good things about them, though. Beautiful spots and So I feel I haven't really been Auckland, not gonna lie. I feel like I stay pretty city based, if I go up to Auckland, but
Get out of Auckland, it's terrible.
No, and so you've recently been on a tour across the US. Could you give us a little bit of a story time?
Yeah, so we did a 21-date tour of the States about a month ago we got back. We played South by Southwest in Austin, played 9 shows there as part of that tour. Yeah, it was a huge amount of drive, did 5,000 miles, so what's that, about 8,000 kilometres. Sort of started and ended in Austin. Sort of went up the Midwest through Oklahoma and Kansas, and then across to Chicago, Pittsburgh, New York, and then 3 days down the eastern seaboard, the eastern seaboard in 3 days, down to New Orleans, which was insane. Some huge drives there, but you know, played Atlanta and places like that, and then getting back to Austin was insane. We played New Orleans, got to bed at 2, stayed at our friend Fred's place, then got up at 5:30, we're on the road at 6, and then it's 8-hour drive from New Orleans to Austin.
I did half
of that driving, and then we got there at 2, played at 4, played at 6, and then played at midnight.
That's so... Oh my gosh, that sounds so hectic. Like, just
it was pretty brutal. Yeah.
Yeah. Matt, and you must have been like exhausted as well. Yeah. Like,
didn't get up to 2 in the morning the next day. Yeah. I slept the flight home. I slept the whole way. Yeah.
Man, but it would have been like gorgeous as well, though, in the sense of just like the amount of like people you would have played to and like interactions.
Yeah.
And like,
it was great, you know. Yeah. And, yeah, we were there in 2020 when COVID hit, so we had our tour cut short then. So this was, you know, nice to, you know, finish what we started in 2020. So it's good. It went really well. Had a good time. Saw some really great bands. Met some cool people. Saw friends. It was great.
Yeah. Oh man, I didn't realize. Yeah, you had another tour just as COVID was hitting in 2020. Yeah. But
man. Yeah, that got killed in New
a virus.
York. Yeah, we got to New York, played a few shows, and then the world shut down. Yeah.
Where was like your favorite kind of state to play, like on this one, if there was one?
I mean, Austin's a great town. I mean, New York's fantastic, even though we're only there for a day. But you know, places like Tulsa and Oklahoma are surprisingly really great towns. You know, America has kind of, you know how Dunedin's like a cool little town, you know, that, you know, has lots going on, but it's quite compact and cultured. Like, America's got tons of those.
Oh, you know? Nice.
Yeah, you know, there's like, yeah, so like Tulsa's kind of similar, and then there's Lawrence, Kansas, which is like 100,000 people, little college town, beautiful, yeah, really nice people. Pittsburgh was cool, it's really German. So it's got all the architecture's German, and everyone eats sausages and mashed potato, and yeah, it's you know, but it's kind of like, you know, I don't know, America's terrible but awesome, right?
True, that's a good and I guess I was gonna say, do you have a favorite venue in New Zealand that you've played at, or like a favorite kind of like little hubbub of a city?
I do like playing at the Crown, even though we haven't been down there for a couple of years. But Crown's always great. There's actually tons of great places. Whammy and Wine Cellar in Auckland are great. Last Place in Hamilton's awesome. In Tauranga, you can sometimes play under the Harbour Bridge, which is, and it's like a koha show. I've done that once. That was really great. Yeah. So where's a great place in Christchurch? I'm gonna forget its name. Across the road from Space Academy, which is really good as well. But yeah.
Man, no, this is just like inspiring me to like want to embark on my own like musical journey, just like play like cool venues. Where can we see you next? Like, what's in store for the future for you guys?
So we've got a show May. Where is it? May.
Oh, is that the
17?
Yeah, is that the Whammy one?
Yeah, that's Whammy with Borstelen, which is they're on flying at three quarters of the subliminals and Dictaphone Blues. And then we're going to go dark for a little bit, I think, and finish writing the next record. So, yeah, watch this space, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. No, well, thank you so much for coming on today. Like, thank you so much for giving your time up to have a little wee interview with, like, Radio 1. And, yeah, you heard Stephen. Catch them at Whammy Bar on Friday 17th of May, and you can find tickets, I think. Is it on Under the Radar?
Or... It is Under the Radar, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. And yeah, I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. And good luck with the...
Hope we get down your way next year, hopefully.
No, I hope so. That'll be sick. Have a little crown gig, surely.
Yeah. Get my Jonesy fix.
And yeah, good luck for the new record as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sweet. And right now we are going to play Mind by Swallow the Rat. So hope you enjoy and stay tuned.
Was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.